Following program has been furnished and paid for by Auto Pros Radio Show, and KSCV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered. Rolling up the doors, the garage is open, and here we go. The Auto Pros Radio Show. And now, here's Robert, Jody, and Lynn, the Auto Pros.
All right, good morning, Houston, and welcome to Auto Pros Radio Show. I'm Robert with Auto Tektronics, here with Mr. Jody Chesser.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Glad to be here.
Lynn decided to go out partying last night, couldn't make it in this morning.
Miss Lynn had a charity event, and she goes, getting home late last night.
That's what
night,
I always say. Oh, yeah, I was at a charity event last night. Yeah, so I can't make it.
We let her sleep in this morning.
All right. So give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSCV.
That's right. We talk cars. We help you out with your car questions, car problems. We talk ATVs and RVs and a little bit in between. Anything
that's
automotive
right.
or anything that rolls down the road.
Anything we can get in trouble on.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I tell you, sometimes it's kind of like, you know, you're working at the shop and you take in some car. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that. And then you get about halfway into it and you're like, oh, man, what was I thinking?
Yeah. Why did I take that one in?
Who did that?
Well, we always like the challenging ones, too, that's been at other shops, you know, around the town, and they haven't been able to fix it.
Yeah.
So it's always fun to kind of get in there and chase those problems. And, you know, you get it fixed for the customer, get them taken care of. So they're happy. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Producing our show today is Mr. Gary Knight.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, sir.
How's it doing? It's a nice day out there, huh? We shouldn't be in here, right?
We can do a show out there if we want.
You can do a remote in the front parking lot?
Yeah, that would be fun, wouldn't it?
Couldn't hear nothing over the traffic. But
I know it. But, of course, we need to thank our sponsors.
That's right. Gary, we have Gary's Transmission Service out there in the Katy area. Gary's been doing transmission since Moby Dick was a minnow, as they say.
That's right.
And you can catch Gary at 281-347-8888. And then over on the north side, just east of 45 on Spring Cypress,
yes.
Is that the same? Is Green and White Auto. They're at 1020 Spring Cypress Road. Kent Morris is the owner over there, and they've been there for over 30 years.
30 years at least.
Like, yeah.
Time flies, I'll tell you.
They do a great job over there. I know he told me that they recently got some good diesel tech, so if you got any kind of diesel trucks that need work, that's the place to take it if you're on that side of town. They also have a used car department there, Green and White Auto Sales. So if you want to get a good, clean, you know, used car that's in good running condition, been checked out before, you know, they sell it to you, give Green and White a call over there at 281-353-7682.
That's right. And if you're in the Humble area, Atascocita, Beckwith Car Care, there in Humble at 1960 Bypass East. Lynn and the crew have been out there over 35 years, and they do a great job. They take care of the customers. They offer concierge service, and they take care of any major auto repairs or your maintenance needs. Lynn's having a customer appreciation day coming up March the 3rd. It's a Friday from 4 to 7. It's going to be fun. I think Robert and I are going to.
May 3rd.
May 3rd.
Yeah.
And we're going to go out there and have fun at Lynn's shop and get to see some folks and get to see her shop and technicians and meet a lot of the customers out there. But if you need help in the Humble area, Beckwith Car Care, 281-540-2000. That is the place to go. And, of course, out in the Katy area, we have Auto Tektronics. That's Mr. Robert Gruner's shop on East 5th Street in Katy. Been out there over 40 years now.
Over 40 years.
Celebrated that anniversary in February. So congratulations to you folks on a long time being in business and taking care of your customers. You guys do the job right the first time, or at least that's what you strive to do. We're human.
Yep, we always try to do it. I mean, there's always that human element involved, though.
That's right. So, but if you have an issue, electronic issue, a drivability issue, Robert's really great at that. But they can take care of any of your needs at Auto Tektronics in Katy, 281-391-7617. And down in Stafford, David's Auto Central. David's Auto Central, they've been in business out there a long time. They are on 5th Street there in Stafford. And you can give them a call at 281-499-9684. And, of course, our title sponsor, BG Products.
BG Products.
Number one name in preventative maintenance.
We do. The BG is the way to go when it comes to your fluid, any kind of fluid on your car. You know, they're the ones to use. You know, not only do you get a good product that makes your car run better and last longer, but you get that maintenance protection plan.
You do. Lifetime protection.
That's right.
No extra charge, but you're doing what you need to take care of your car.
That's right.
Because it's an investment. You know, now when you go to purchase a vehicle, you know, the prices, whether it's pre-owned or new or whatnot, especially if you're going to buy a pre-owned car, you know, and you're not sure of the history, it's a perfect time to get on the BG Lifetime Protection Plan. Get that baseline maintenance started, mm-hmm. and then you have that peace of mind and the lifetime protection to go along with that, that your vehicle's going to last you, you know, for a long time.
That's right. I mean, with the price of cars and stuff,
yeah,
it's like buying a now what I paid for my truck is double what I paid for my first house.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That it is.
I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, and just the, you know, I was just looking the other day at some of the jobs we had going and what they were coming out to price wise I was just, since, you know, since the whole COVID thing, I mean, I can't believe how much more stuff. I mean, because I was, it's kind of, wasn't doing it all the time, and recently here I started doing it all the time, and I was like, wow, I can't believe how much this went up.
Yeah, price of parts has, you know, really gone up. And of course, you know, labor's gone up, labor rates.
Oh yeah,
you know, with shops and it gets expensive. Auto repair gets expensive, and that's why, you know, as a claims adjuster for extended warranty company, mm-hmm. that's why I think now, you know, more so than ever, that a good service contract mm-hmm. is something that you really need to look into when you purchase a vehicle, whether it's new or pre-owned.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it picks up a lot of expense. You know, like we were talking last week, and, you know, just the Magna Ride shocks on these GM Suburbans and Tahoes, four shocks, parts, labor, and everything. You know, it's about $4,000 repair.
God, it's crazy how much those things cost.
And they either leak or they lock up, and, you know, it's a pretty common failure. So if you have a extended warranty that's going to cover those type things, pick up that $4,000 expense, that's going to probably more than pay for what you know, spent for the contract.
Do y'all still cover, do most contracts cover those things, or do they consider that a
wear-off? Well, our contracts, you know, they do cover, depending on your level of coverage, of course, but they do cover them. I've heard that some service contracts exclude those as wear items.
Shocks, so y'all just any shocks y'all cover, or
mm-hmm.
y'all don't consider more wear items?
Yeah. If it's on our either our Ultra plan or our premium, you know, coverage, exclusionary contracts, they will cover shocks. Now, of course, struts are listed for coverage on other ones, so it kind of depends. You know, you get into the Tahoes and Suburbans and the trucks and so forth, and they're actually not struts on the front. Those are coilover shocks, you know, and there is a difference there. They look like a strut, but they're not. So
right.
It's something that's not always covered, and it's kind of hard to explain to some folks. And I just reference them, you know, GM has a technical service bulletin, when to replace shocks and struts and coilover shocks, you know, and it listed out right there.
What do they say as far as replacing, do you know?
Well, it just shows the picture of when, you know, it's not uncommon to see some seepage, you know, from the shock. So the guideline is, as it's running down the bottom of the body, you know, of the shock, then it's a replacement.
So you're not, so like when you, and so like when you see some of them right around the top where like the shaft runs in and out, sometime it'll have that look where like some dirt is stuck to it, like dust.
Yeah, and just that, from road film.
Yeah, and that's not considered leakage.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I see that, you know, there are some places that are like, oh, look, it's leaking, you know. But I usually don't. It's got to be running down the side, you know.
Yeah, like so really, you know, basically the difference in a coilover shock and a strut replaces an upper control arm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it mounts to the steering knuckle. It turns with the front of the vehicle. That's a McPherson strut. Mm-hmm. You know, but when you have upper and lower control arms, they've just changed the design of the suspension.
Mm-hmm.
You know, over time, used to they wedge the springs in between the control arms. You know, now they've got away from it, so, you know, it gives it a smoother ride. And
well, I think it's an assembly line thing, too, because now you only have one piece to stick in there.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't have to collapse the spring and do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But if you have a car question, a car problem, give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. We have to mention 2 weeks, I think from today, April the 27th, we are going to be out at the Longhorn Rod Run in Old Town Spring, doing a live remote out there. And it's going to be a great car show, big event out there. We're hoping the weather's really going to be good. It's free admission if you folks want to come out and look at the cars and come by and say hi to us. And of course, you can bring your vehicle in there. You can register online ahead of time, or you can enter that morning when you get there. And it's open to classic vehicles, new vehicles. There's really no criteria on what type of vehicle they're going to allow in there for the show. It's just whatever you're proud of, you know. So it's going to be a lot of fun. The Old Town Longhorn Rod Run, Old Town Spring.
Yeah.
Good classic muscle cars and street rods. And, of course, you're right there at Old Town Spring, so you can check out the show, and you can go do some shopping or let the wife go do some shopping while you're out there looking at all the good-looking vehicles.
You go look at the car. Go over here, honey, and take up some time over here.
That's right.
that's kind of like, so you don't have to go shopping with them.
Yeah.
All those places when I go back and forth, and I look for the, you know, I walk in, I'm looking, there's got to be a bench around here or someone. So,
That's right.
You look for the bench, and you usually see all the guys sitting there on the bench.
Yeah. But the ladies are just happy that you took them shopping.
Right.
You know, that's the main thing. Well, he went shopping with me. Yeah.
That's right.
So my dad always did. He'd sit in the car and let my mom go do whatever. He'd take a nap.
Right.
But he let him go out there and do the shopping. But, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's always fun to go out there, and it should be good weather. Like I said, you know, this time of year, it's a great time to have a car show. As long as the rain stays away, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep.
And I think they're going to have food vendors and different things like that out there. So it's really going to be a live fun event. And then, of course, I believe Miss Lynn has put a link to the Longhorn Rod Run on the Auto Pros Radio Facebook page, and, of course, our website as well. So you have a link that you can go on there and sign up and register your vehicle. That's April the 27th. It's going from 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. And it's going to be a really great show. It's at 26510 Preston Avenue. That's right there in historic Old Town Spring.
Yeah.
And free admission again. You know, you can't beat that.
And they're going to have another one in the fall. When was it?
Uh-huh. You know? They're going to have the...
September, ain't it?
Yeah, the next one will be out there as well, September the 22nd.
Okay.
They're going to have that one. So it'll be a little warmer weather in September, but still be a lot of fun.
Hopefully in September it'll cut. Well, no, I don't guess it will cool down. That's right.
You never know. You know, we're in Texas. It stays hot all the time for the most part.
Yeah, I know. This week, I guess it was yesterday morning, I guess, when I went out. I was like, whoa, it's a little chilly.
I know.
It was like 50, but, man, it warmed up quick, you know.
We're tipping up in the 80s. It's getting there. It's nice and cool this morning. It's a nice time to get out and wash your vehicle. You know, get it cleaned up, and you can use your sunroofs and convertible tops. And, you know, we don't get that chance that much in the summertime for sure.
You got to get out there and do it first thing in the morning. You don't want to do it in the sunlight.
No.
I see a lot of people out there in the middle of the day washing their car. I'm like, man, it dries so quick. It dries the soap and stuff on there.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, I always get out there real early. And the way the house is, the east is like behind the house, so the house blocks the sun for quite a while.
Right.
So I usually have until about 9:30, maybe 10. You know, so if I get out there, because usually when I wash the car, it's at least a 2-hour process.
2 hours.
Yeah.
Not cutting corners, are you?
Well, I mean, usually spend an hour on the outside, and then you got about another 30 minutes on the wheels, and 30 or 45 minutes on the interior. I mean, it just takes time, man.
Yeah, I'm just lazy. I just drive through the car wash.
Oh man!
But I spend time cleaning the inside of it anyway.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing.
You got to clean the windows, and you know, there's we've had Alan Smith from American Detail on with us, and there's some really great products out there to clean your glass with. You know, and he's got the different deals that you can buy at the auto parts store, the attachments that you can put the microfiber towels on there and really get down there and clean that windshield. And I think it's invisible glass. It's a glass cleaner that's recommended in the aerosol type.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what you use as well.
What's that?
The invisible glass?
Yeah, invisible glass, or I use, I'm trying to think of the name of it. It's got the picture of the lady on the front cleaning something. I can't remember what it is, but it's ammonia-free. And that's the big thing is if you have that film on the inside of your windshield to cut the heat, it's got to be ammonia-free you use.
Yeah, you don't want to damage the window tin or anything like that.
And you know, also, you know, I have those little clear static cleaning squares that you put your registration on, and you can stick it up there, so when you go to clean it, you can just peel it off, clean it, and then it sticks right back on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That, and I use it on that and the toll tag. So if you want to get all that stuff out of the way, you can, you know.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right, we're going to go back out and take a quick break. Give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to the Auto Pros Radio Show here on 700 KSEV The Voice. We'll be right back.
Thank you for joining us this weekend on the Auto Pros Radio Show. Online, you can find us everywhere on Facebook at Auto Pros Radio. All of our shows, in case you missed one, and links to Auto Pros approved repair shops all over town, you can find it at autoprosradio.com. Shops you can trust are just a click away. You can always email us, info@autoprosradio.com, and be sure to tell your friends to tune in Saturday mornings, 10 to noon.
Beckwith's Car Care, the best automotive maintenance and repair shop in Humble, Texas. Lynn Beckwith and her staff are passionate about taking care of your vehicle. When you choose Beckwith's Car Care, you get an entire team of automotive professionals whose goal is to be the best in the industry, who are committed to earning your trust and dedicated to providing you impeccable service. Automotive repair and preventive maintenance service is their specialty. All repairs are backed with a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty, free shuttle service, pickup and delivery available for your convenience. Beckwith's will get you back on the road in a safe and timely manner. Give them a call today, 281-540-2000. Beckwith's Car Care.
Auto Tektronics, the number one automotive repair shop in the Katy area. It is recommended by the Auto Pros Radio Show. Robert Gruner has been in business for over 38 years, providing automotive repair and maintenance on all makes and models. The goal at Auto Tektronics is to repair your vehicle right the very first time. They provide great customer service and a peace of mind that your vehicle is safe and ready for the road. Auto Tektronics has all of the factory scan tool equipment to diagnose your vehicle and provides a 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty on all repairs. Located at 5330 East 5th Street in Katy, give them a call, 281-391-7617, and schedule an appointment today. That's 281-391-7617. Auto Tektronics in Katy.
BG Products, the number one name in preventative maintenance. Carbon buildup in your engine will reduce your fuel economy, cause engine hesitation, rough idle, and excessive oil consumption. BG Products has you covered for all your fluid maintenance services and fuel system cleaning needs. They are so confident in the quality of their product, they back it up with a lifetime protection plan. All of our Auto Pros preferred service centers offer the BG services because they work. Find a list of preferred service centers at autoprosradio.com or go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG service center near you. That's BG Products, the number one name in preventative maintenance.
Whether you're rolling in a daily driver or a DeLorean, David's Auto Central in Stafford can take care of all of your vehicle needs. From preventive maintenance to advanced diagnostic services, you can count on David and his staff to take care of both you and your vehicles. With decades of experience and a commitment to quality, David's Auto Central can handle all of your mechanical repairs, maintenance, fleet, and even customization needs. Learn more at davidsautocentral.com or visit David and his amazing staff at 2526 5th Street in Stafford, 281-499-9684. That's 281-499-9684. David's Auto Central.
Hey, this is Robert. Thank you for tuning in to Auto Pros Radio. If you need us during the week, email us at info@autoprosradio.com. You can listen to all of our episodes by going to autoprosradio.com, and you can find a list of our approved shops located all around Houston and surrounding areas. And don't forget to tell your friends about the Auto Pros Radio Show every Saturday from 10 to noon on KSEV. All right, Welcome back to Auto Pros Radio. I'm Robert with Auto Technronics here with Mr. Jody Chesser.
Yes, sir. Happy Saturday, y'all.
Lynn's at home sleeping it off. I mean, taking the day off.
We always pick on Lynn when she's off. She was out last night taking care of a charity event, volunteering her time, so she wasn't going to get into about 1 a.m., so she asked if she could have the day off. We said, absolutely.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We let her go. We let her have some fun time.
Everybody needs a little break.
Yeah. Give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Yeah, I noticed at the Tesla store when I came in, man, they got a lot of Cybertrucks now. Got bunches of them. Used to just have five or six there, and now they've got several rows of them. And, man, they are the ugliest thing. I mean, and, you know, sometimes you see something, and you like, and it kind of grows on you later, and you go, oh, well, it don't look that bad.
It just hasn't grown on you. Just isn't working.
Yeah, it's not working. One of the guys in my CrossFit class, he signed up for one, and he said he's still, like, number 10,000 on the list or whatever.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But he said that it's moving up a lot faster now. Like, there's a lot of people that – because I think you only had to put $100 down for a deposit or something.
So a lot of people backing out.
Yeah, a lot of people backing out. You know, they're saying forget it and burning the $100. But he's just kind of – because he said right now if he wanted to get one that they called the it's like the premier series or like I forget how he put it, but it was like the – because it's the first one, you know, that he could get that right now. But it was $20,000 more.
Of course.
And he's like, no.
I'll wait, huh?
Yeah, he wants to wait just for a regular one.
What's he going to do with it?
Just drive it.
Just wants to drive
it? Yeah, he just wants it. For some reason, it appealed to him, but I'm just like, ooh.
It's like the Amazon van.
Yeah. You see, because all those are made by Rivian.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And first time I saw those, I was like, man, that looks like a Rivian. And then and there it was.
And there
you know?
It was. That's right.
Yeah, and I think that's probably. I was seeing the other day. I saw a Honda that was all electric.
Yeah, yeah. You're starting to see more and more.
And you can always tell when it's all electric because there's no opening on the front.
No, it's all closed.
Yeah, it's all closed off. There's no air.
Lots of LED lighting and.
Yeah, that's what I never understood too, because you know, you got a car that's running totally off battery power, and they have all this accent lighting on it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I understand it's LED and it don't draw a lot, but if I had a battery-powered car, I'd have that minimal.
Yeah, you would think.
Or have something where you can, you know, you're getting low, you can turn that off or something. You know, here's my reserve.
That would be a nice feature, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, but give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. We're here to help you out with your car questions and car problems. And Robert, we had an email from one of our listeners last week as a 1996 Chevrolet half-ton truck.
Yep.
And he is in search of an anti-lock brake control module. And it's an obsolete part.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I've checked the GM dealers and ran his VIN number, got the correct part numbers, and they're just not there. Is there anyone that you use, you know, that can rebuild those?
Man, but that's you said it's 96.
96. So that's an internal relay in the on the circuit board inside that module.
And that's that big unit that sets up on the fender there.
Yeah.
Ain't it?
The hydraulic unit, but then on top, you have the module. And usually on that particular year model, it was always a relay code.
Pump motor relay thing.
Yeah. So the relay wouldn't work. And, of course, it illuminates your ABS light.
Yeah. And I don't know if I just sent one off out of a Cadillac ATX, I think, their little SUV thing, or more, I guess, upper scale one, that we couldn't get one. They're obsolete, nowhere around. And so I sent it out to Module Masters to get rebuilt. And I'm supposed to be getting it back this week. But, it takes them, I think it was like a 7-day turnaround.
Is that somebody online?
Yeah, Module Master. Yeah, if you wonder if yours is rebuildable, if you go to modulemaster.com, they have a deal there. You can plug in your make model, and it'll tell you if they rebuild it, and they'll ask you some questions about it. They'll ask you, like, what code is it setting? You know, because they'll tell you, we can fix this code, this code, this code, this code. You know, if it has this or this, we can't fix it. You know? So it's pretty good. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, and that's what I was curious of, if, there was somebody that you have used that's reputable, because there's a lot of, things online that that, you know, say we do this and we do that, but, you know, are you send it off, are you going to get it back, that type of thing.
Yeah, Module Masters, they're in Moscow, Idaho. But I've used them for years, you know, and I've never had a problem with them. I've never had to replace one of their units.
Well, that's good. Yeah, because I know in the past that we had a couple of people that we used, you know, to go in there and rebuild those, and they would last like 3 months or something. You know, it just didn't last very long, but he's kind of in a pickle because the problem with those is, you know, it illuminates the red brake light along with the ABS light, so it gives you a little issue when you're trying to get a state inspection.
Yeah, there's another place we used to get a Allison TCM fixed. And it was a place called Upfix, and they're in
Georgia.
The
trans control module.
Yeah,
Allison,
you couldn't get them.
Those things, you couldn't get them for quite some time.
But we had them do ours, and it worked, you know, so I was happy.
Yeah, there's plenty of places out there. So
yeah, and I'll tell you what, when they're not available or people who have them know it, usually the price is double.
Oh, you know, supply and demand.
Right.
You don't have anything out there.
All right, let's go out and talk to Jay on a 2024 Mitsubishi. Jay, you're up.
Right. Thank you for taking my call,
yes,
gentlemen.
Sir.
I got a 204 Mitsubishi used. I put in a used transmission, and I had some more trouble with it. And on my bill, it says... he has to grind the heads. Could you tell me what the grinding the heads is? I never heard of that.
So this is a what year model Mitsubishi?
2004 okay. With 157,000 miles on it.
Okay.
Had a lot of trouble with it. And I finally got it run, but I also need to know how many more life miles this thing has before I take it to the graveyard.
And what did you replace in it?
I replaced the transmission. And on my bill from the mechanic, he said he grinded the heads. Could you tell me what kind of procedure that is?
Grinding the heads.
Well, that would indicate to me it was a cylinder head.
Yeah, that's the only thing
that would have been replaced. And of course, they a lot of times, rather than replace them if they're warped, they'll send them to a machine shop and have them resurfaced. That's usually what that means. But as far as being a transmission,
I don't know anything in a transmission.
There should not be anything there.
That's what he said. He said he sent them out to grind in the heads. Yeah.
So does this have a 4-cylinder or a V6 in it?
It's got to be a 6-cylinder, mm-hmm. And I've had a lot of trouble with it. And I'm just wanting to know how many more. I don't see any Mitsubishis on the road.
No, there's not. What kind of Mitsubishi is it? What's the model?
I just mentioned it to him.
Truck or a car?
It's a car.
A Lancer, Eclipse, Diamante?
Yeah, four door. I just mentioned it.
Guess it's a Diamante.
No, it's not a Diamante. It's 6-cylinder. Grand something or other. I forget
well,
the name of it.
With the 100 Grand Vitara, no?
No, that's not it, no. But I don't see many of them. I just wondered if they're still going to be around, and how many more miles do you think this darn thing will last?
I mean, with 140 on it, and when you say how long will it last, that all depends on how well it's been maintained up to this 140.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the big part. That's the big question.
Yeah, maintenance is the key, you know, with any of them, because they will go, you know, a long time if you've taken care of them. And you said that you put a used transmission in it?
Yeah, put a used transmission, and it sort of jerks up and down. It makes a little bit of noise. I don't know how long that thing's going to last either.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the thing about it is, like you say, you don't see many Mitsubishis on the road. Yeah.
And the parts are really expensive for them.
Yeah. And you just don't. You know, when you have something like that where it's not a very popular car and there's just not a lot of demand for them, that's when you start getting into a parts situation where you can't find parts for them. Kind of like a Saturn.
Are they still making them?
I think they are.
Yeah, they still make Mitsubishi. Yeah. You just don't see as many.
At least here in the U.S.
So on that grinding head, how much do they charge you on that?
$2,200.
$2,200.
And it was the engine was totally dead. I got no spark. There was no electric system or whatever. And he said he had to run the hitch. So I don't know what he did with that.
I don't know. It's not making sense to me.
Yep.
Unless you can think of something, Jody. I don't know.
No, not for just – not if they just replaced the transmission, no. Yeah. If they did do engine work on it, then that would make sense.
Right.
Gotcha. How many miles do you think this thing can go before? I know Toyota goes about 400,000. How many miles do you think I can get out of this thing?
I don't think it's going to go 400.
Yeah.
I mean –
250. Yeah. You know, you really don't know.
Yeah.
You know, anything can happen.
Right.
Again, it goes back to how well it's maintained and how
been
well
maintained.
You
yeah.
Continue maintaining and don't let the engine overheat, you know, if at all possible. You know, make sure your coolant's full, make sure your cooling fans work, because if you overheat that engine, you know, it's going to be pricey.
I got you. Okay. Well, fellas, I really appreciate it. I like your show. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call, Jay. We appreciate it.
All righty. Let's go out and talk to Al. Al, you're on Auto Pros Radio.
What I have is I guess Jody probably already knows who I am already.
What's going on? How you doing, Al?
I'm doing okay. I just came in on I-10 after the eclipse. I wasn't there for the eclipse, but I was there for the traffic.
Ah, well,
and,
there you go.
Coming home, and I got a code last night, T20EE, and I didn't know what it was. I got about 38,000 miles on it. It's a 2018.
What kind of vehicle?
And, that's a Ram diesel coming.
Oh, and your Ram, okay.
It's only got 38,000 miles on it. I didn't know what that code was, so I just went into the local parts place here coming off from therapy, and they ran the code, and they said it was a P20EE. And I don't know, the gal didn't really know much about it, and I said, okay.
Let me see.
And I'm in my truck right now. I'm still sitting at the curb. I was going to give you all a holler. Have you heard of that one?
Let's look in here. So it's got something to do with the DEF system.
Yeah.
The DEF system.
It's usually like a DEF pump code.
Yeah. It's looking here. It looks like it's the majority of the things. So it's a DEF injector itself.
Oh,
most of them,
yeah. So I got to write down the DEF injectors. So at least I know what I'm talking about now. Then are they, I guess if that's what they think it is, then that's what it is. But, you know, it's five-year 500,000 miles,
yeah.
I think, on this one, but I bought it a year late. I bought it in 19, so it still may be under the 550 powertrain.
Yeah.
Would that be covered under that?
Ram covers those emission components for 5 years, 50,000.
Oh, 5 years, 50,000.
Yeah. The 5100 is the diesel powertrain warranty, the diesel engine powertrain.
Okay.
Now, if it were a Chevy, they cover their DEF components under the 5100 powertrain.
Yeah,
but everything else goes back to Ford and Ram both do a 550 on the emission. But since you bought it in 2019, it's going to depend on your in-service date.
And
the
20EE specifically is catalyst efficiency below threshold. And so one of the first things it tells you is to make sure that the PCM and the dosing control unit are both got the newest software in them. That's the first thing you do is make sure software is up to date.
Okay, I don't even know. I guess I could look it up, and I could bring it back to Dodge, but they're hard to get anybody in the service department anymore, you know? They go out to a call center, and you can't even ask them when you had the last oil change. And it is what it is, but I didn't want to go in there blind, and I was kind of hoping that we'll see. But,
it's like 50-50 between software update and replacing the DEF injector. And because what will happen is either that DEF injector, I've had one before where the DEF injector was leaking constantly, just dumping it into the exhaust all the time.
Because that
DEF is what they spray into the catalytic converter to make it work.
Right.
And when it's looking for a specific, like the front knock sensor's at 100 parts per million, it expects that rear one to be at zero. And, it ramps up that injector until it tries to achieve that zero. And if it can't achieve it, well, then that's when it sets a code and says there's a problem.
And if those leak, sometimes, Al, the DEF fluid itself will crystallize there on the end, and then it doesn't spray properly and things like that.
Yeah, because that's what a lot of them are, restricted injectors and stuff.
Well, like I said, I don't let it go back. Like, the way it's set up is like 2.5 gallons or 2.5 gallons, so I just let it put one in at 2.5 gallons, you know, but – I just said, I guess things can happen. So I would just, you know, I couldn't believe when I saw the alarm come in, and I said, dang, this is kind of young for this thing. But I appreciate it. I'll go back to Dodge and see if they can help me with this. And I sure do appreciate it. Thank you so much. And God bless.
Yeah, let us know what Let us know what happens on it.
Thanks,
yeah, I sure will, Joe. That's what I've got to give you a holler back.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You so much.
Good to hear
bye
from
bye.
You, Al. You take care.
Yeah, good to hear from you, too. Bye-bye now.
A friend of yours?
Nice. A long-time listener.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, good.
He's been listening back on the other shows and stuff. And he was actually a customer when I worked at Skeeter's.
Oh, yeah?
And I worked on his. He had a Duramax back when and did a lot of work for Al. He's a really good guy.
All right. We're going to back out here and take a short break. Give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to the Auto Pros Radio Show here on 700-KSEV, The Voice. We'll be right back.
Are you needing to have your vehicle's scheduled maintenance performed or mechanical repairs done? Don't wait. Go to autoprosradio.com, see all of our recommended preferred service centers in your area, and give them a call today to schedule an appointment to have your vehicle serviced and have that peace of mind your vehicle will be safe. And remember to tell your friends about the Auto Pros Radio Show every Saturday, 10 to noon, here on AM 700 KSEV.
Green and White Automotive, located at 1020 Spring Cypress Road, just east of I-45 North. They've been servicing the Spring and surrounding areas for over 40 years. Green and White Automotive is a family-owned business delivering honest and professional automotive repair and maintenance services. The technicians at Green and White are ASC certified and can handle any automotive repair on foreign and domestic vehicles. They understand your vehicle is a major investment and will care for each customer's vehicle as if it was their own. To schedule an appointment today, call 281-353-7682. That's Green and White Automotive.
Is your transmission slipping, jerking, or making funny noises? Well, let me recommend the great folks at Gary's Transmission Service. Whether you have a classic car or a late model vehicle, Gary's will diagnose your problem and let you know if it's a transmission problem or something else that makes it feel like a transmission problem. The experts at Gary's Transmissions are trained in today's most complex transmissions for both foreign and domestic. All transmission rebuilds come with a local 2-year, 24,000-mile parts and labor warranty, including annual preventive maintenance service at no charge during the warranty period. Quality transmission repairs done right. 281-347-8888. Gary's Transmission Service.
Hi, this is Jody. If you missed part of the show, no worries. Go to autoprosradio.com. If you need some repairs or general maintenance performed to keep your vehicle safely on the road, click on the preferred automotive shops and find a repair shop in your area recommended by Robert, Jody, and Lynn, the Auto Pros. Have a car question during the week? Send us an email at info@autoprosradio.com. And remember to tell your friends about the Auto Pros Radio Show every Saturday, 10 to noon, here on AM 700 KSEV.
Today's vehicles are a huge investment, and they need special care. BG Products and Services will keep your vehicle performing like new. A lack of maintenance on your vehicle can cost you thousands of dollars in repair bills and unscheduled downtime. Don't let this happen to you. BG has you covered for all of your fluid maintenance and fuel system cleaning needs. Plus, you will receive a complimentary lifetime protection plan on qualified vehicles. All of the AutoPros Preferred Service Centers offer the BG services because they work. Find a list of preferred service centers at autoprosradio.com or go to bgfindashop.com to find a local BG service center near you. That's bgfindashop.com. BG Products, the number one name in preventive maintenance.
Welcome back to the Auto Pros Radio Show. I'm Jody Chester, your diesel dynamo and warranty wizard, along with Mr. Robert Gruner with Auto Tektronix.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Lynn Beckwith has the day off, and we are here to help you out with your car questions or car problems. Give us a call at 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. We'll get you into Mr. Gary Knight. We can start the 2-for-1 special.
Oh, 2-for-1.
We'll start a little bit early today. How about that?
Start it early.
You guys been busy at the shop?
We have. I mean, we're trying to kind of catching up a little bit. But, I mean, it's just, man, it just keeps piling in there.
Well, that's a good thing.
I don't know, just too many.
Yeah,
and, you know, we got our, you know, we had a 2022 GMC Sierra 3-liter Duramax had all the diff in it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's back up here. So somebody put diff fluid in the diesel fuel.
Oh, yeah. Filled it up. And
that's not good. That's a big dose of water right there.
Yeah. And you know, and I asked him, too. I said, did you not know you put diff in it? Yeah, I knew. I realized I'd made a mistake, and I thought I could just drive it and it passed through. And
I was like, no. No, if you do that, don't even start it. Do not start it.
Don't even turn the key on if you don't have to. And got that running. What was the problem? We had some little problem. We got to iron out. That's not quite right. Oh, the saying check def system, which I'm assuming he was filling up because he was out of def. So I probably just got to put some def fluid back in it.
And the proper tank.
Yeah,
and
the def proper tank. Yeah. Get the right hole. You know,
you guys had to replace
everything.
Fuel pump, injectors.
We did the tank. Done. Pumping the tank, all the lines, fuel cooler, injectors, fuel rail, all the tubes going from the rail to the injector. I mean, every single – anything the fuel touched, we replaced.
You had to.
13 grand.
Yeah, because once you put that diff fluid in
– and it was.
Fuel, it's a dose of water, and it will just wipe everything out.
When you pull those injectors out, it was all crystallized inside there.
Yeah,
and you know what I found interesting is there was no core on the injectors or the high pressure pump.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm surprised.
I mean, it wasn't on the ticket, and I thought, well, man, he forgot or something. Mm-hmm. And I called him up and I said, "Hey, are we supposed to hold these?" He goes, "No, there's no core." I'm like, "Oh,
how about that?"
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm still hanging on to it.
I would think there would at least be a core on the high pressure pump.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, he said there was no core. So, and I don't know if that's because, you know, maybe because it's 3-liter, it's something different.
So, on that one, where do you put the def on that? Is it by the tank or under the hood?
No, it's by the tank.
Okay.
Well, all the GMs, even in, let's see, I had a 2019. That was still under the hood.
The earlier ones were under the hood.
Yeah, and I think that's why they did it that way. To keep you from making that mistake.
They were doing that, you know, when they first came out with the def system and GM was putting it under the hood right there. And, of course, the def has a black cap, or excuse me, a blue cap.
Yeah.
And what happened at the Jiffy Lube?
Yeah, windshield washer fluid.
Yeah, they were putting that down there. But then if you get the def in the 2.5-gallon containers like you buy at any auto parts store, grocery store, wherever, and you fill it up, you don't really know how low it is, especially back then. They didn't even put a gauge on it.
No.
And so then when you start filling it up you overfill it and it spills out, then it would get on top of the glow plug controller and it would just corrode it really bad. So it's kind of a poor design.
Yeah. But this one, speaking of which, so the pump, the high pressure pump, to replace that, you have to pull out the transmission.
Right.
And then there's a little cover there that you take off, and there's a gear in there with a chain and a bolt in the center that, you know, bolts the gear to the pump. So to keep from having to take the whole rear engine cover off and retime that, there's a special tool you put up there to hold all that stuff in place.
Right.
So that tool, it's normally $250, okay? But they're not available anywhere. Can't get it anywhere. Called everywhere.
Wow.
Couldn't find one nowhere. But, of course, there was one available on eBay
for
$950.
Oh, no, really?
I talked him down to $800, but that was as far as he'd come. But, I mean, I even called Bosch or the people who Kent Moore, and they were like, "Well, we won't have any till July."
Really?
Yeah, won't have any till July. And then every place online that said they had it, I would email them. They'd say, "Oh, we're out. Won't have one for 3 or 4 weeks." You know, and I'm thinking, if Kent Moore is the one making it and they're saying they ain't getting it till July, I don't think anybody else is getting it until July.
No, Kent Moore supplies all the dealers with their special tools
And you know it's going to them first.
Yeah, it's going to them because each one of them have to have that, especially, you know, if they get one in there and there's a warranty issue or whatever, then they have to have that special tool.
Yep.
But it's chain-driven, not gear-driven.
Yep, it is. It's got a gear and got a little chain on it, and what that deal does is it basically holds the gear and everything in place with that back cover, and then you have a screw goes in the center. You screw into it. And it pops the pump loose out of that gear.
Yeah.
And then when you put the new pump up there, it basically we made a mark on the gear. And then when we got ready to put the new pump back in, we made a mark where the keyway is, and a mark on the gear where the keyway is, so we could just line up the two marks going back in, because you're coming from the backside, looking from the opposite side, and you can't really see where the keyway is. So you got to, like, have it marked on the end so you can know where it's at. And you can tell, because when it's lined up, it pretty much goes all the way in, just pops right in.
Yeah, I know we've had a couple of claims on some of those 3-liter engines that's out of powertrain.
Oh, yeah?
And they started to have some timing chain noise back there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, they started tensioners get weak or
guides
or whatnot. And that's a big job when you have to pull the trans and the whole back cover and everything off. It gets pricey.
Well, this thing, doing everything, it was like 42 hours or something.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean, he's been working on it all week, you know. And we fired it up yesterday. And, I mean, it sounds smooth and everything. I was worried about the motor. You know, I was like, because, you know, Candy, the girl up front, when she worked at a Chevy dealer, she said they did two of them where they had to replace the motor.
Did they really?
The def's apparently ruined something in a cylinder. And I was like, God, I hope not. You know, so we went out there before we started working on it. Does it still turn? You know, we were able to turn it by hand. And I said, okay, let's go ahead. You know?
Yeah, well, I guess if it was able to stay running long enough and spray enough fuel with the def in there.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean.
Wash down a cylinder.
I mean, he drove long enough that it died.
Mm.
You know,
well, it shouldn't take long.
Yeah, oh, it did. He said he only made it like a block.
Yeah. I thought I could drive it. Never do that. Whether you put gas in it or if you put def fluid or whatnot, don't think you can drive them. It's not like back in the old school diesel days when you put gas in them and you could just bring it in and get all the fuel out and change the fuel filter and let it crank it up, let it run till it got smooth and go on down the road. But today's diesels, the tolerance and everything is so tight in there. That's the issue, you know. So any type of debris that may get past your filter, that's why I always say it's so important to change the fuel filters on your diesel, because anything that can get past that fuel filter is going in that fuel system, and the tolerances are so close in there, it could damage a high-pressure pump, and then that's a catastrophic failure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was you know, because they came out, the insurance company came out and looked at it several times, you know, trying to decide what they were going to do, and they finally said they were going to cover it.
Yeah.
So
they'll pay. They always say insurance pays for stupid, right?
Right.
A stupid mistake, that is.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, I was just like, I know the guy, and when he called and said what he did, I was like, oh, man. I said, "How did you start it?" Well, yeah, I tried to drive it around. Oh, man.
No, don't want to do that. Well, give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. Got several open lines for you. We'd be glad to help you out with your car questions and car problems.
Yeah, I mean, it's this week in the shop was kind of – had a lot of electrical issues, you know, and had an old Chrysler Crossfire in there.
Old Crossfire. I remember with them.
They're like on a Mercedes, some kind of Mercedes chassis.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. And having a – it went to, and you know what, here's a perfect example. So when's the last time the Crossfire was made? What year?
A long time ago. I can't recall. It's been a long time.
She had taken it to a Chrysler dealer, and the car was having an intermittent stalling issue.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, like, we could start it up and just let it sit there and run for like 10 minutes, die, you know?
Right.
And they told her she needed a new PCM, and then it wasn't available, and blah, blah, you know? But after we started up and let it die a few times, I set a crankshaft code. Crankshaft sensor code.
That's what I was going to say. I think it's cam and crank sensors seem to be the biggest culprit on those.
Yeah.
And I know we used to have one back in the shop like that, same problem, and we replaced the crank sensors with an aftermarket part,
right,
and it wouldn't run.
Yeah.
And they start chasing your tail. You know, you're checking wiring, checking this, and got the actual parts from Chrysler, and cranked right up.
Well, this one, we got a Bosch, because, I mean, that's basically who built it in the first place.
Right.
And we put it on there, and, man, it ran for over an hour. You know, it never died, and we drove it all around, never died. I'm like, well, must have been the sensor.
Yeah.
So
I wonder why they told her it was a PCM.
I don't think they wanted to work on it. You know, it's old.
You know, normally anything over 10 years old, the dealer's just going to wash their hands, and they don't want anything to do with it. And sometimes, you know, it's hard to get parts for. You only have to get aftermarket parts. And a lot of the dealerships, they don't want to deal with the aftermarket part.
Yeah, it is, and I mean, just like you say, when it's an obsolete part, called for something this week. I mean, it seems like Dodge is the worst for obsolete.
Yeah.
I mean, it seemed like every time I call them, it's obsolete.
You know, used to, the manufacturers would still have parts, you know, available 10 years back. Mm-hmm. You know, and then they started kind of depleting stock and so forth. But now I see it a lot sooner than that in many cases.
Yeah, and it kind of depends if a part is used on several different models, and it's the exact same part, mm-hmm. and it spreads it over more years. Well, then, you know, it's covered longer.
More readily available. Yeah.
So, I mean, but nowadays, anytime it's an electrical part and it's more than 10 years, I'm like, oh, man, I don't know if we're going to have it.
Yeah.
You know, like around. I had a Dodge truck 2006, maybe, or 2010, maybe. Okay, something like that. It needed a wireless control module.
Oh, yeah.
With a bobbit key, it plugs into it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, sometimes you'd start it, run fine. Then other times you start it, and when you release the key, it'd die.
Yeah, that was really common failure. Yeah.
And but if you held the key there, it would stay running. And, you know, those things used to be, like, $250.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, $667 now.
Gone up, hasn't it?
Well, first I was like, it's not going to be available. And then I called, and he's like, oh, I got one. I'm like, oh, really? How much is it? $667. I'm like, holy cow.
I thought Dorman was making those, too.
Oh, I don't know.
Because I have a friend of mine that's had to replace a lot of them. Yeah. At his shop, he gets some older vehicles. And I had a friend of ours that had a 2006 or 10, something like that. And it was dying intermittently. And we thought that's what it was going to be. But mm-hmm. normally you can sit there and move the key back and forth a little bit, it die. And that wasn't the issue. It ended up, he had a throttle body issue.
Yeah, this was 2012 that I was working on.
Were you able to program the keys to it?
Well, I ain't got it yet. He brought it in. Man, I tried, could not get it installed. Drove, played with the key, couldn't get it installed. I was like, man, until it starts doing it more consistent, I don't want to. I said, I think it's probably WCM, you know. And sure enough, of course, this never fails. He comes to pick it up, and it doesn't.
It does it right away.
Right away. And so I go out there, and I mean, sure enough, I mean, if you hold it just right, you know, it'll stay running. You know?
Well, that's good. At least you were able to to diagnose it, you know, properly, because you hate to just parts change.
Yeah, he didn't like how much it cost.
No. But you have to fix it. The problem that we used to run into with those is when you go to program your keys, because you have two different keys, and I found that in many cases they would not reprogram, and you had to replace both of them.
Yeah, and that's what I told him. I said, if you've got another key, bring it. I will try and program them to the new one. And most of the time I can, but sometimes I can't. So be prepared.
Yeah, for whatever reason, that system was just really finicky about
taking
the program. I don't know why.
Yeah, it is. It is very finicky sometimes. And because sometimes, man, you put it on there, bam, no problem. You know, and then other times, it's like you cannot get it to take them no matter what you do. And sometimes you have to do it. Sometimes I would do it. They didn't say it didn't work, but it did, and it would start the car.
Oh.
I've had that lots of times.
Yeah.
And so I always try it, and no matter what it says, and I see if it'll start, you know. And if it starts, we're good.
And either it will or it won't. One of the two.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's just how it works out sometimes. Sometimes you do have to replace the keys, you know. All right, well, that's going to about do it for hour one. You've been listening to Auto Pros Radio Show here on 700 KC The Voice. Give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEB. Give us a call.
That does it for hour one, but stick around because hour two, it's coming up. Our phone number, 281-558-5738. So hang on for more of the Auto Pros Radio Show here on KSEB, the voice of Texas.